Hey everybody, this is Rav Benea from Think of a New Kind, and you're listening to House of Noise podcast.
Welcome to the House of Noise podcast.
Yes, welcome. Yes. We just got off the phone with, now he said Raphael, but Raph from Think of a New Kind, he's the singer.
Yes, from France.
Yes, Paris. So he is a Parisian.
Well, just outside of Paris.
Yes, but he's still a Parisian.
Yes.
Which is funny. I almost forgot that people from Paris refer to themselves as Parisians. So, but yes, they have a current music video out called The Pledge. If you're a fan of comics, they also have a comic book out.
We didn't even get into the comic thing.
No, we didn't. But yeah, it's I actually bought a shirt from them today. It's got the comic book cover on it, and so I'll be excited to wear it once it comes. Just really down to earth young man.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun talking to him.
He's just very interesting, and you know, it's just yeah, it was fun. I like doing this. I like doing the podcasting because the musicians are just so super cool. And right now they have nothing better to do. You know, like
not
that's
to be mean about it, but yeah, they got nothing better to do.
I mean, that's a thing now. Like people are doing live concerts and they're interacting through social media, like video chatting. And
well, the problem with nowadays is you got to stay relevant, and that's one of the ways that you have. Well, that's one of the things you got to do to stay relevant, unfortunately, you know.
Right.
I mean, we don't mind.
No.
I know they don't mind for the most part.
No. He was very cool. And even though I sent him a list of questions, I still felt like the conversation was very natural with very, very, very few breaks, you know.
Yeah, I won't have a lot of issues.
As much to cut out.
Yeah, I won't have a lot of issues editing this one.
But just really, really neat. And their new song, The Pledge, is great. And this is off their album, Ideals Will Remain. This is their fourth. They're not strangers to the scene. They've toured. They've done tours. They did a couple festivals.
They did Hellfest, Wacken.
Yeah, just, you know. So maybe one day they'll make it to the United States of America. But being that they are an independent artist and they're not on like a huge label, it might be a little more difficult.
It's very, very difficult. I think that's good enough for an intro.
I do too.
Hope everybody is staying safe and washing their hands and not going out and staying home and hoping to nip this whole virus thing in the butt, because we'd all like to go back to our normal lives.
Yes, I'm really
Last I heard, it sounds like there's going to be no concerts until the fall.
Really?
Yeah, that's what experts are saying online right now.
Well, they better not cancel.
It sounds like it's all going to get canceled.
They said incarceration was not going to get canceled.
As of when they made that announcement, yeah. But it all goes by the guidelines. And what if they say that they need to shut it down, then they're going to shut it down.
Well, I haven't heard anything.
So that is the unfortunate truth of the matter. So hopefully we all do get back into our normal routines and we can all go back to normal life and we can, you know, go out to festivals and go out to shows and support all these guys, because, you know, there's some amazing music out there, including Think of a New Kind. And you guys should all go check it out.
Damn it. They better not cancel my Megadeth or I'm going to be mad.
It's not looking good. So
you shut your pie home.
Enjoy this episode with Raf.
Bye.
Hello,
Raph.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Do you hear us?
Yeah. Okay, I only see myself a little blurred, but that's not a problem. So.
Yeah, you don't have to do video. I mean, you can if you want.
Yeah, you'd be staring at his ugly face. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not a problem. No, it's okay. I was just trying to set up this thing. Because I was online with friends, so now it's working. It's okay, but it's okay. No need to see you. Just in the, as I hear you, it's okay.
Were you doing the video social interactions because of the coronavirus and the social distancing?
Exactly. We were on a. We were about to make a role play tonight with my friends.
Nice. What game?
Alien.
Oh, okay. I've never, like, Alien the movie, based on Alien the movie?
Exactly, yes.
Ah,
Alien role playing move. Like, how do you go about doing that?
There's a website called Roll20, and if you have a game master, you can, you know, prepare a scenario and send some things to the other guys who play. I don't really know exactly how it works because it will be my first time tonight, but there are, you know, buttons you can press and it makes the rolls the dice. So
nice.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like do you get to write a story then, and then you create the characters and stuff?
Exactly.
Wow. All right, so it's like a D&D type format, like Dungeons and Dragons.
I think there's a lot of games on this site. I don't know, but I think you can even create your own game if you want and put your own rules.
Nice. Cool. Well, that's kind of like what you guys did with your current release with the comic book.
A little bit, yeah. Having our own role play would be crazy, but
you should. That should. Why not make that your next thing, right?
I think it'll be kind of complicated, but the fun fact is that, yeah, when I was creating the whole universe and thinking about all of this, I sometimes find myself in a place of a game master. I never did it in role play, but yeah, you know, when I was coming out of work, I came at home and I start to work on this universe, and I thought about the background of every characters or things like that. It reminds me of what a game master would probably do for scenarios and things like that.
Right. Who?
Is that how you came up with the whole concept for your latest music video?
The Pledge.
The Pledge.
Yeah. Right. So I don't know where to start.
I mean, it's awesome. We really enjoyed watching it. Yeah. It was fun to watch.
Okay. Thank you very much. For this record, as you may have seen, we have a new concept, a new story to tell. And this video was important because it would be the first thing people would see about this universe. It was quite a challenge, but fortunately the director was kind of inspired by all of the stories. So when we told him what we had in mind, he managed to do something really crazy. He managed to think about this story. He managed to find a place where we shot the music video. Of course, the cool thing is that we had a good makeup artist with us. Yes. That helped us make the good makeup with the special effects for when we were beaten up. Sorry. Yes. About my English. Sometimes I haven't been practicing. So
no, you're doing great. You are doing great.
Thanks.
And
also the makeup for the bad guy, you know, yes, with the bandages on his face.
Oh, that was creepy. That was creepy. It was awesome, but it was creepy.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of Darkman.
Mm.
Darkman?
Yeah, it was a Darkman. It was Sam Raimi directed a film back in the early 90s. It was called Darkman. And
actually,
the guy got all burned and scarred, and he put like fake faces on and stuff. It's hard to...
I need to check because, you know, French movies sometimes are translated. So maybe I know the movie on another title. But, okay. I love Sam Raimi. I'm a huge fan of Evil Dead.
Ah, yes.
But still, yeah.
I just looked it up. It's Darkman from 1990. It was made in 1990.
Tick, 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 tick. I think it's in there's a movie called Intuition in French. Maybe it's this one.
Well,
about the video.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's
it was
okay.
Important because it has the challenge to introduce the whole concept in 4 minutes. But yeah, we tried to do this. There's a kind of action and suspense. Yeah. We also wanted to share it with our community. You know, the fans that follow us from now more than 10 years. So that's why you can see them at the end of the video. You know, they're they're on the screen and they're screaming a sentence. It's a sentence in French.
Yes.
So it's a way, you know, to gather the fans that followed us from the beginning and to thank them and to put them in the video and put the accent on the how do you say that? The accent on the fact that it's important to be united facing the evil.
What what's the sentence again?
But... notre métal est plus fort que le leur, which means our metal is stronger than actually their weapons. It's not the perfect translation, but it's the idea behind this sentence. It's a metaphor, I think, in French, and it's using the word métal, which is that metal music, and steel, you know, which is made, which is used to make weapon. So yeah, that's a sentence. Yeah,
yeah, it's something a beautiful
that's
sentence.
That's so actually we discovered that a lot of people were what do you mean by your metal is better than mine? We're just come on now, it's not right, your metal. Right. It's a metaphor for a music and even art in general, I would say.
How long did it take to do the whole film process?
Actually, our director was really efficient, and we only shoot this in 2 days.
Nice.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I don't know how we managed to do that, but yeah, the story parts were shot a day, and the band part, you know, where we were playing, another day, and that's it.
Where was this filmed?
Well, it was in Dourdan, which is a really small city from the south of Île-de-France, mm-hmm. because we live nearby Paris. We are around Paris.
Okay.
And actually, the spot was found by the director because he knows someone who works on construction sites, and he had this site that he one day he will be working on it, but at the time we shot, it was left abandoned, you know. Right. So it was this kind of a thing that you see in the video. It's just a forsaken place, I would say. And one day this guy will be working on it, but we had the chance to shoot here, so it was a good opportunity.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Jenna said it looked a little bit like the catacombs, and I'm like, they're not allowed to shoot in the catacombs. That's illegal.
Yeah, but no, we did this. It was completely legal because the owner was he just gave us the place.
Very nice.
Have you guys been down to the catacombs? I mean, from people from America, we don't have the opportunity unless we go out there. But you know, have you guys had an opportunity to do a tour down there
in the U.S.?
No, down in the catacombs in Paris.
Oh, you know what? I am the worst Parisian ever because I've never been in Le Louvre, I've never been in the catacombs, and I've never been in a lot of places where I should have been.
have you at least went and seen Jim Morris's grave?
Maybe I was there when I was young, but I can't really remember. I know I've been to Père Lachaise sometimes, but I was kind of young.
I think those are the only real places I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, besides, like, you know, Eiffel Tower
actually, the place I know more in Paris are a place called the Dr. Feelgood, which is a really cool bar.
Oh, nice. That was one question I had is, are there any iconic clubs in your area?
Like for the metal scene?
Yeah.
Are you talking? Yeah.
Yeah, as we are in Paris, you have all the big venues that you might imagine, just like the Zenith or things like that. But Bataclan, of course, is a really cool venue. But yeah, in small clubs in Paris, you have you have one club that is called Le Club.
real inventive.
But it's written with a K.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a small place, but there's a lot of metal music, a lot of extreme metal music. So generally, there are, you know, death metal, black metal, and things like that. There's another place called Le Gibus. Mm-hmm. It's near Republic. It's a small place, but I think it's here since the 80s, and a lot of bands, really huge bands, were there in the 80s. I hope I'm not saying any wrong thing, but I think Rolling Stones were there, and big bands like that played in this small venue.
Nice.
Tick, 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 tick. I'm not sure. There are a lot of. I think that's the venues that comes to my mind.
Where is your favorite place to play?
Yeah.
Favorite place to play in Paris, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. In Paris. And then we'll go into general, like anywhere else that you've played.
Well, actually, we didn't play everywhere in Paris. I would love to play the Bataclan. I really love this venue, not because of the sad story, of course. But I really love this venue because it's quite big, but not too big. So that's cool. The stage... You know, it's just really impressive, and the sound is really good. So that would be one of my kind of dream, I imagine, to play on this stage. But a really good memories we had in Paris is a place called La Boule Noire. It's in Pigalle. And a small club, I think, not that small, it's 300 per people, I believe.
Okay.
And we played there in 2014, maybe. And it was a really good memory because it was a sold-out show and we were headlining. So it's always a cool thing when you are in your hometown and the venue is crowded. There are a lot of people and everything. And yeah, it was a really good memory. And we shot a music video, the song The Raven's Cry.
Yes, yep.
We shot in La Boule Noire in Paris. Okay.
I did watch some of that video, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
How did you guys decide on the name Think of a New Kind?
Yeah.
Like, what prompted the name change?
Okay, so, the story is not complicated, but, yeah, it can be long sometimes. So, at the beginning, when we first started this band, when I arrived in this band, it was in 2007, 2008, I don't know. The band was just called Tank. Mm. Yeah, of course, when we released the first album, we were aware that there were other bands, I would say, because there are the British heavy metal band called Tank. Mm-hmm. There's yes. R&B singer also called Tank. There are a lot of things called Tank. So we didn't know what to do. So we found out what to do. We used the acronym TANK for Think of a New Kind. Okay. It was a way to keep the name we had, and we released an EP a few years ago on the name Tank, under the name Tank. So that's why we wanted to keep the word Tank, but we find a way to do something a little bit different. We Think of a New Kind. Finding an acronym with these four letters was not easy, but we found that's what we could. And behind this cryptic sentence, actually, it's there is an invitation to rethink about what you have in mind. Right. You know, when you are arguing with someone, when you don't agree with someone, try to understand why he thinks differently. You know,
right.
I think that's a way to ease the communication. It's really something like try to be different. Try not to be too quick to judge, things like that. And the fact that it's a little bit cryptic, I always like that. I always writing songs with a different level of understandings. I like when the audience has to apply himself.
Mm. Right.
He has to think. He has to. I don't want to give all the keys to the guy and give him the solution. I like when the guy try to think about. Try to think for themselves.
Right. I like that.
So how many crazy kind of goofy things did you come up with for TANK?
I can't remember. It was so it was a long time ago. Of course we had, but I don't remember.
I could think of a few dirty ones if I really put my mind to it.
You have some? You have an idea?
No, I was saying I could probably think of some dirty ones if I started thinking about it.
Yeah, I think it's possible.
Our membranes just go straight to, you know, dirty, nasty things. I don't know.
Yeah. no, actually, the last time I tried to think about it, I found another one that was quite cool. That was even better, I believe. And I put it on the last record. The one of the first sentence that you hear in the record, it's the sentence at the end of the introduction song Anima, and the sentence is "Thoughts are never killed."
Ooh!
Wow!
I do like that one too.
I do like that.
Yeah, I like the idea of you can't, you know, it's you cannot fight 90 with a weapon. That's kind of the all the idea that go through this record. You cannot fight IDs with weapons, because if you do this, well, ideals will remain, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think you guys hit the nail on the head in that a lot of the music today is very surface, you know, and people mm-hmm. are almost afraid to have people kind of hear a song and come up with their own ideas behind the mm-hmm. meaning, you know, get that old brain working.
That's what we did for the first time when we came back of a tour. It was in 2015. We toured with Soulwork because we had an album that was released this year, and it was the same year with that occurred the terrorist attack in Paris.
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah, it was at the end of the year, and we were living on tour maybe a month ago, a month after that. So yeah, we went on tour with Soulwork and Hatesphere. It was really fun. Okay, so, but we came back. We just sit on a table and talk and started to talk about what we wanted to say in this record. It was supposed to be the fourth album. So we were just like, okay, do we do the same thing over and over again, or do we want to be? Do you want to do something different? So we talked about that, and three main ideas came out. They, of course, the first one was, yeah, okay, we need to say something about it. We don't know what to do, but still we need to talk about it. You know, just as a therapy maybe.
Right.
There was another thing we wanted to do wanted to put the accent on the fact that we are French, because it's been a while now since we're doing music and making music, and sometimes we had the thing, okay guys, your music is cool, but how many do you sell in your own country? And we just, you know, France is not a metal country.
Right.
Yeah, it's absolutely not something that in the culture, people here are still seeing this as a weird genre where kids go to kill bats, I don't know. But it's complicated in France. So we had some major companies that told us, you know, yeah, that's cool, but as you're French, it's complicated, so sorry, bye.
Yeah.
So we wanted to, you know, put the accent on this, you use that that problem. And that's why I wanted to talk about our French Revolution is a big thing, but we wanted to talk about revolution, you know, mm-hmm. be inspired by our history, and that's also the reason why there are some French sentences in the album.
Nice.
And the last thing, it was actually my part, say, okay, we can talk about all of this, but I personally, I can do something too real. I need to have a fiction part. I wanted to put something fictional. So actually, I came up with this idea, and the thing is actually an allegory of our world, you know, just like Black Mirror, maybe. The TV show on Netflix.
Yep.
As I am not a political people who can, you know, say thing, I don't want to say thing. I have my opinion, but I don't want to share it with other people. I want other people to think by themselves, as I was telling you earlier. So putting all of this in a fiction place is, yeah, it's better because I can do what I want. Exactly. I'm the master of this universe, and exactly. I can invite, I can create thing, and that's something I think I'm better at creating than I revendicate. I don't know if it's an English word. Sorry.
No, you're fine. What kind of drew you to music as a whole? Do you remember your first musical experience?
Yeah, so I was born in a place where I was surrounded by music because my father was a director of a music conservatory, of a music school.
Oh, okay.
So his passion was classic music, you know, and so of course when I was young there was a lot of Mozart, I think, Beethoven, Vivaldi, things like that. But the fun fact is that one of my first musical memory, it's Stravinsky. Mm. You know, the I'm sorry, I don't have the name in English, Le Sacre du Printemps, something with spring.
Okay.
And that's one of the, I think, one of the most brutal music, classical music you can hear. You know, it's the melodies are, you know, it's really are really weird. The rhythm is really weird. It's like Meshuggah, but way more, way more older.
All right.
And that was fun when I realized that one of my first memory was this kind of music. I really loved it. My parents just put the music in the living room that was dancing on it. That's fun to see that I ended up being in a metal band.
So when you decided to go and be in a metal band, what were your parents' reactions to that, seeing as they had a more classical background?
Actually, they were they always supported me. They were not afraid about that. They were, my father was happy that I was playing music. I started to play guitar in a music school when I was maybe 12 years old, I think. And I started my first metal band. I was maybe 15. They were okay. They were okay. Well, that's a nice hobby. It's you know, they were happy to see me do this music, even if they didn't understand it.
Right.
But they were happy, and they told me, yeah, it's okay. I could be, you know, smoking weed on a on the street, or I don't know. So they were kind of happy about that. And today, I think my mother is our biggest fan.
Nice. is your father still around too?
He's really okay. He's happy that I'm making music, but I think my mother is more into metal music than my father.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So you said he was a music director in the past. What does he do now?
He's retired.
Retired. But does he still do anything in the music business, or is he just like, you know, I did my time type thing?
I think he did a lot of things in the music business, so now he's resting. He still has a piano at his house, but now he's resting.
Does he still play?
I think... I hope, because I don't live with them anymore, of course, but I think he played really, how to say, he played more when he was younger, of course, but today, I don't know, he doesn't practice every day. Sure. But you know what, with this lockdown shit, maybe I should ask him if he's playing more.
Yeah, maybe try to do a little collab piece with them for the next album. Add a little classical element to it, maybe, something to think about.
We also have a you know, the guitarist of the band, Nils, his brother, is also a good piano player.
Yes.
But yeah, we just didn't. Yeah, we could be totally okay to do this. Actually, we had violin on the previous record on the introduction. So we could do this, but we didn't find the good thing to incorporate it to the album. So, but maybe one day, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So you said that France isn't really into the whole entire metal type
Music.
I remember that when we talked to a band about, I would say 2 years ago now, they're called Talia. They're more of a grunge style band. And they said the scene in France for all rock and roll and metal is just, it's pretty much non-existent. I mean, it's there,
but
it's very few and far in between, you know.
Do you see or do you hope at some point that changes and it becomes more diverse and more accepting of that your style of music?
Yeah, it's changing a little bit since the last few years. I think in the 90s it was as I described it earlier, you know, it was really weird for normal people to see people who listen to metal. They were, it's this music, it's only noise. I don't know. They're doing crazy thing. I heard that this guy is killing bats on stage. I think all the stories and rumors about Ozzy Osbourne or Marilyn Manson or things like that. It was really this kind of opinion about metal music. Lately, things have started to change a little bit. 15 years ago now, you know, it was the first Hellfest festival in France. Mm. It's one of the biggest metal festival in Europe, and I think even worldwide. Yes. It's a really good a big festival in France. And at the beginning, people that lead around the festival were afraid because they didn't want to see these crazy people come to their place and destroy their props or I don't know. But they soon realized that it was a good thing for the department, you know, the place, because it's good for the economy. There's a lot of things to be sell when it's Hellfest, and a lot of booze.
Yes.
So you have, food, you know, the Walmart that were completely happy. You also have the wine producers of the area that are really happy. And so in a few years, it became something that the guy that live here, they want to keep the festival, you know, even if during 3 days they cannot go out of their house, or at least they leave the house and they go on a weekend somewhere else to let the hell go. But that's the kind of thing that started slowly to make things changed about metal opinion, about that. We also have a TV show called Quotidien in France, and in French we have an English word called infotainment. It's a word that exists in English too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's for the mix. Oh, yeah, okay. So it's that kind of TV show. So they're making some fun subjects sometimes. Sometimes it's serious, but okay. And they are trying to follow every metal show in Paris, every Hellfest, and try to make, you know, and they show the metalheads as funny peoples who are a little bit dumb, okay, and drunk, okay, but at least it's, you know, it's, I don't know. It's not the best thing to be seen half naked showing your ass to the camera, but well, I think it's better than it's better that the people see that they imagine that we kill children in in a basement, I don't know, or things like that.
Like, hey, they get a little crazy, but they don't do anything to destroy the public property, right, or hurt anybody.
Exactly.
Or...
exactly. That's the thing. You know, they realize that they are kind of big teddy bear. Mm-hmm. They are hairy. Mm-hmm. They're sometimes maybe smelly.
Yes.
But they're cute.
So, seeing as how close you guys relative to what we are, you're close to Germany. Have you guys made it out to Wacken at all?
Yeah. That's one of our crazy thing in our career. We played at Wacken Open Air in 2009. Nice. And our first album was released in 2010. Yeah, that's crazy. But so as I told you, we released an EP in 2007 or 2008. I don't remember.
Right.
Only two songs. But it was a good EP, I think. And we won a medal contest, and it's crazy. A medal contest, and we won it. We were playing at Metal Camp. Mm. Now it's called Metal Days in Slovenia. So we played in Metal Days, but at the time it was called Metal Camp, and back in Open Air. That was crazy. You know, we were really small band. We only played in France. We never played in a festival. We never played abroad. And for the first time in 2 weeks, we played in Slovenia and at Wacken Open Air. That was crazy.
That sounds crazy. That's amazing. Have you guys been invited back at all, or have you tried to get back on the bill for Wacken?
At all. Yeah, we try, but it's complicated because you know, we're all independent, so every album was released with our own money, and the company that released the album, it was really a small one. This fourth album, it's a bigger company. It's not a big company, but it's a better one. So it's still independent, but it's the independent music company in France, I think. Well, so for the previous album, it was complicated because we were actually on our own. And, you know, when you're a small band and you just, hey, please, I want to play to your festival. They just, yeah, okay, but you're not alone, you know.
Right.
So here, that's where we were. We played in Hellfest in 2013, and that was, I think, one of our best memory ever. We played in front of maybe 5,000 people, and it was 11 a.m., but people were there. That was crazy. and we had hopes for this album. As I told you, we are releasing through this new company called Vericords.
Right.
But a virus came out and decided differently.
Yes.
Well, I was going to actually segue into that. How has that been, you know, affected your band and being able to release music? And obviously you can't
tour.
Play. And
yeah.
It's, I don't want to be pessimist, but it's really complicated because the album was released February the 28th.
Yeah.
And 3 weeks later, virus, everybody, quarantine and everything. So, of course, it's you know, the communication around the album is stopped. We were supposed to shoot another music video to release it in April or May. So this is
not gonna
stop
happen.
Too. It's, you know, for the booking, we are at the zero. There is nothing to do because we don't know when it will end. So, but we are not alone. Every band, yeah. It's the same problem for every band. It's true that for us, we kind of feel that karma's bitch because we released this album. No, we released the previous album 5 years ago, and we really put a lot of work and effort in this one, and we were kind of ready to really promote it as it deserved, and we were stopped. So we will see. We will see. I don't know. I really don't know how it will continue. And actually, I really thank you about this interview because it's, you know, kind of give us the opportunity to make it leave.
Yeah, well, definitely.
I mean, she heard you on Spotify and she was like, I got to reach out to these guys. They're amazing. We had to get you guys on the podcast.
Thank you very much, guys.
Sure.
Thank you.
And I have to admit, I really am admiring your level of English because I know sometimes language can be a barrier.
Yeah.
So you are like, you're
doing
great.
Yeah, we're lazy Americans, you know. We can't learn any other language other than English.
I learned Spanish.
No, well, thank you. It's true that French people are sometimes it's hard to speak English for French people. I don't know why. I'm quite okay, but yeah, sorry, I'm not perfect because that's not my main language. But well, thank you. That it's encouraging.
Yes, and the song is beautiful. I mean, it's a great tune. It's very solid. The video, it's just everything is so put together. And
thank you.
I mean, all
thank
you can
much.
Really do right now is just promote it from where you're sitting right now. It's just as much as you can. Just try to get it out there. It sucks, you know. And we're trying to do the same thing. I mean, obviously we can't tour, but you know,
right.
we try to get our name out there as much as possible. And I know it's the same for you guys. You know, it's difficult times for sure.
Yeah, for everybody. Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, thank you for being there.
Well, of course. I know some bands are dealing with the virus by utilizing social media and doing live performances, Facebook Live, just trying to really take advantage of social media. Have you guys ever thought about doing anything like this
right now?
Yeah,
a lot of people are setting up pledges and stuff like that too.
So far we have a guitar player. So Nils Courbaron, I'm gonna tell his whole name, is so he's our guitar player. He's also the guitar player in the band Sirenia, which is a band from north of Europe. Don't know if you heard this band. And he worked on a project a few days ago. I think it was released last week. It's called Drop Dead Chaos. It's a project with several musicians from the metal scene in France, and they released a tune, and every all the money that will be gathered with this song will be given to a foundation that is working to beat the virus. So they made, it's called Drop Dead Chaos. You can check this out on Spotify and YouTube and everywhere, I think. And on another, yeah, for the band Tank, we are thinking about shooting a small video, you know, of our, of us at home playing one of the song or of the album, just to pass time. that's it. And on another level, Nils is also I would say a nurse. I don't know. That's the good word.
Yeah.
He's working in a hospital, and so he's working really hard right now. And actually, I am working too, because I am. I bring medical stuff to the people who are hospitalized at home. Yeah. So, and to be true, tonight I'm still on duty. I have my phone right here. It can ring at any time if there's something to do. Because of course, last month was crazy. We bring a lot of you know, oxygen devices in retirement and house and things like that. So we're trying to fight it as we can.
Yes.
Does it seem like everything's calmed down a little bit as far as the virus and everything, or is it?
Yeah. It's I think we are at the beginning of the slowdown, you know. I don't know if it's going down, but it's clearly slowing down so far since a few days.
Yeah, I think over here we're at our apex. We're at the top of, we should be seeing our decline soon, so hopefully.
Yeah. I think it's maybe you have a few days, you are a few days after us, but it's almost the same thing here. I don't know if the peak has been passed. I don't know. I haven't been checking the news.
Yeah, I've been avoiding it myself.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. So I always like to get maybe, you know, a fan story or just a story from the row. Being that you guys have toured, you have played, you know, the clubs and stuff. Any interesting stories? Maybe a fan was really touched by your music or, and, you know.
Let me think. The problem is that, you know, when I try to think about this, I just remember the shitty moments we can possibly imagine. But when you live this moment, when you live the, you experience this moment, it's not good. But when you think about it after a while, after, it's kind of fun. But I remember a time where he's not anymore in the band, but we had a guitar player. He broke three strings on the same show. And we played something like 30 minutes.
Wow.
So that was, I couldn't believe it. He broke three strings in 30 minutes. I've never seen that anywhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know. At one time we had a show in Brussels. That was fun when I think about it. Show in Brussels in Belgium. And it was not well organized. You see, when you had the changeover between the bands, I remember the, hey, where's the sound guy? We need him for the changeover. We don't know. Oh yes, I know where it is. He went to school to fetch his girl. What?
He doesn't laugh.
What the actual, okay, that kind of thing. And so everything was late, and we were the last band, and of course we went on stage at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. I don't remember. And so we saw that the people were living, you know, living. And at the end, I got to go in the at the entrance, and I told the guy, "Come on, we're about to play." And people were here. So, oh, seriously, we really would like to see that, but I have my train. I need to go back home.
Oh man.
Okay, so we literally played in front of two guys that came from France, the other band that was just before us, and that's it.
Wow.
And that was fun because the band that invited us, they were here, they were moshing, and they went on stage with us to sing songs. And the two other guys that came from France, they were really happy. You know, one of them was a photographer, and he told us, yeah, that's awesome. I can take awesome picture of you really, really close. So That was fun.
So you got some really good pictures from that day,
cool.
at least.
Very cool. Were you able to meet any of your possible idols when you did these festivals? Like, how available were, you know...
Other artists?
Were the other artists?
That's one of our best memories, I think. One of the first things we did when we arrived at in Slovenia, we were playing on Saturday. We arrived on Friday. One of the first things we did was going into the festival. We went in the VIP area. We stepped by the toilets because I think one of us wanted to pee. And we just crossed Phil Anselmo.
Nice.
The drummer and I are huge fans of Pantera, so we were just, okay, that's Phil Anselmo. We need to do something. So we went to him and, sorry, can we make a picture? And he was just like, oh, yeah, okay. And so we put ourselves in a circle around him, and he literally jumped on lifting Phil Anselmo on the picture.
Nice. That is awesome. Nice.
That was crazy. Yeah, but in festival, that time was really good luck, you know. Yeah. In festival, it's kind of difficult to cross the other artists. But when we were on tour with the Soulwork and Hatesphere, it was really great. The guys from Soulwork, and there are French people in Soulwork, Sylvain from Soulwork, is French.
Yeah.
And he's really a nice guy. At that time, the drummer was still Dirk Verburen, that is now in Megadeth.
Right.
Yep. He's not French, he's Belgian. He's from Belgium, but speaks French.
Okay.
So the guy were really cool, and we spent time with Joey Jordison. 2 years ago we went on tour with us Insanum. It's a band with Fred from Dragon Force. That was crazy. I was literally looking at the Disaster Pieces DVD with my friends when we were young, and we were turning crazy with this drum solo where the it's lifted in the air and start to turn, and there's this pentacle that when we were young, Joey Jordison was really one of our idols. So being able to hang out with him, talk to him, that was crazy.
That is so cool. I love Jordison. Very nice.
You talk to him? Yeah.
No, I wish, but I love him. I love him from Slipknot days, and he's an amazing drummer. Yeah. He's an amazing drummer.
Maybe someday. Yeah,
I know his. He was in another. He's in another band called Vimic, I believe. V-I-M-I-C. Yep. Yeah.
We played with them in Paris 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, nice. That's the first time we met him. Yeah, and he was really cool.
Yeah. Do you guys know any of the members from Gojira?
No. We met them. We had a picture with Joe, the singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we don't know them personally, and that's a shame because I'm totally a huge fan of Gojira.
Yeah.
I really love this band. Yeah.
They are great. Yeah.
Yeah. We saw them last year at Knotfest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And at Sonic Temple Festival.
Yep.
The crazy thing is that the first time I saw this band, it was in a really, it was not even a club. It was, I don't know how you say it. In France, it's called MJC. You know, it's really small places in small towns because they were not really known at that time. It was for their second record, the Link. They just released the Link.
Oh.
But the first time I saw them, it was a really small place, and where the kind of place where I played with my teenage bands.
Okay.
And I saw them there last year at the year before at Download Festival. That was so freaking awesome.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, Download Festival will be a good one to go to.
Definitely.
I mean, obviously, it's a far way for us to go, but we would love to go out to Europe and, do anything.
My bucket list is Wacken.
Wacken. Yeah, you want to go to Wacken?
I do. One day.
Yeah.
One day.
When we did it in 2009, it kind of looked like a festival. It kind of looked like a Hellfest today, but I think today it's big, even bigger. It's really huge. You know, there are medieval space where people come dressed as a medieval knight or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so where is the best place for everybody to go for Think of a New Kind?
The best place to go to in
merch.
Country
to find
to
merch, to find videos for any info on the band.
I would say now Facebook, because we have we're working on the new websites, but the Facebook page or the Twitter, I'm not sure, but the Facebook page is one of the best way to follow us. And you have the YouTube channel.
Okay.
As well, where you can find all the videos that that we made. And Facebook page, Facebook Think of a New Kind on Facebook.
Yeah, because of copywriting issues, I can't post any music onto the podcast, but I'll make sure I put those links in the description so everybody has somewhere to go. Yeah.
I did buy a shirt today, though. I bought a shirt.
You did?
I did.
Oh, seriously?
I did, seriously.
Thanks. I don't know when it will be sent, but okay.
Yeah. I actually went to your webpage, thinkofanewkind.com.
Okay, okay.
Yep.
So it must be still.
So the website is still working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll put a link to the website, too. I mean, even if it's down, eventually they'll be able to get on there. So.
No. So far it's not down. It's just we're working on a new interface, you know, and a new layout, I think.
Yeah.
All right. You take it easy. Have enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
You too.
And then have fun doing your alien.
Yes.
I will. I'll try.
Take
care. Have a nice day.
Yes. Au revoir.
Bye.
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 Thanks. Bye. Ciao.